old days in 1962, a fella named Ken Iverson decided what to do. He gathered all the papers he'd been writing for a spell, and he put them in a little book, called it ATL. Well, he got him a jock, and he got him a rebel, and he revved his compression up as high as she could go. He did some reduction, and he did some expansion, and he sheltered all his numbers with the ceiling and the floor. Suss and Goof and Falcoff, they thought it would be fine to use the new notation to describe the product line. They got with Dr. Iverson and went behind the scenes and wrote a clear description of a batch of new machines. Well, they wrote down dots and they wrote down squiggles and they wrote down symbols that they didn't even know. They wrote down questions when they didn't know the answers, and they made the system journal in 1964. Writing dots and squiggles is a mighty pleasant task, but it doesn't answer questions that a lot of people ask. Ken needed an interpreter for folks who couldn't read, so we hiked to California to talk to Larry Breed. Oh, we got Larry Breed, and he got Bill Abrams, and they started coding Fortran just as fast as they could go. They punched up cards and ran them through the reader in Stanford Palo Alto on the 7090O. Fortran batch interpreter's a mighty awesome thing, but while it hums a pretty tune, it doesn't really sing. The thing that we all had to have to make our lives sublime was an interactive program that would let us share the time. Oh, they got Roger Moore, and they got Dick Blackwell, and they got Gene McDonald with his carrots and his sticks. You should have heard the uproar in the Hudson River Valley when they saved the first clean space in 1966. When Al Rose saw this, he took a little ride in a big station wagon with a tight bulb by his side. He did a lot of teaching and he had a lot of fun with an old Bent Vita 2741. Oh, it typed out stars and it typed out circles and it twisted and it wiggled just like a living thing. I'll bet it a tape when he couldn't get a phone line and it purred like a tiger with its trainer in the ring. There's much more to the story, but I just don't have the time, and I doubt you have the patience for an even longer rhyme. So I'm ending this first chapter of the tale I hope to tell of how Iverson's notation blossomed into ATL. So keep writing nans when you're not writing meters, and point with an arrow to the place you want to be. But don't forget to bless those early apple sources who preserved the little seedling that became an apple tree.